Good morning.
The 22nd of October 2015, and this is Paul O'Mahony with my audio blog or audio log. It's a bright, cloudy day, tiny flecks of blue in the sky. Temperature in my car is 11.5 degrees centigrade, and I'm now in the car at the junction of St. Patrick's Street, which is the main street in Cork, and Lavitt's Quay. Cork has a whole load of quays, Q-U-A-Y. I've just dropped my niece off to go to college, and I am rushing like mad to get to a meeting with the chair of the board of a small charity called Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland. Is an organisation that provides free of charge assistance dogs, sometimes called service dogs in other places, to families who have children with autism. And we as a family have had dogs for the weekend to provide respite to the trainers of the dogs. So I'm rushing, and the reason I'm rushing is that I forgot that I was due to have a meeting at 10 o'clock this morning. Completely forgot, and at 9:59 I remembered. That was just at the point where I was getting into the car with my niece to drive her to college. So in a mad panic, I sent her a text message, and I'm now wishing that I had shaved this morning. I don't shave every day, and some days when I think, and in this case unthinkingly, that I haven't got any, you know, big meetings on where I have to look completely presentable, if you like, I don't shave. But I'm a bit rough and ready this morning. I wasn't late this morning like I was yesterday, so everything was fine. But I'm just feeling that I had a really narrow shave in terms of that I didn't forget that I had this meeting. This meeting is in Douglas, and the complication is that apart from the fact that I'm late to meet her, she's bringing her son to the meeting, and so I'm inconveniencing two of them. Yuck, yuck, yuck. This morning I got up, and it's the 22nd of October. It is the day when there's a special event going on the internet. And the event that's going on the internet is dedicated to increasing the amount of generosity and kindness in the world and bringing about positive change through the practice of acts of kindness and generosity. And there's a lot of talking about this going on for 24 hours continuously on a platform called Blab. And people will be talking, people will be listening and sending in their comments about what is being talked about live. It's all live streamed. It isn't a pre-arranged presentation, or at least what I've seen has been more a dialogue between two people on the Blab. I saw John Sweeney, who's is a friend of mine, and he's a remarkable individual with a stunning story to tell about how, I think he would put it, that kindness really changed his life out of all recognition, the practice of it. His wife came up with a phrase at some stage in the last couple of years which said, all we have is our story. The only possession we have is our story. And, or even the only possession we have at the moment, because they didn't have any money. They hardly had enough money to feed themselves. So John is creating a story by being consistently kind to other people, and often and to people he has never met before, doesn't know anything about them. And he founded an organization called Suspended Coffee, or Coffees. So I'm rushing to this. I wrote a short piece this morning about kindness, very short, as part of my thought for the day. After I have this meeting, I have to write out the structure of two reports I need to write. And as soon as I have the structure written out, it'll be infinitely easier to actually, this is he using a superfluous word, to write. In fact, the hardest part I find of writing a report is mapping the report. And even that isn't the hardest part when I think about it. The hardest part is starting to map the report and starting to have, and going beyond having feelings about the report to just doing something about the report in the form of a first move. Any feelings I have about writing a report are completely changed, significantly changed, by the doing of the first act, and putting on the computer, I'll probably use Google Docs, a structure. And even no matter whether I, you know, start with the first thing on the list, I can put down a whole list of parts of the structure that I have to have, and then I can push that list, those things on the list, around into an order that will do for the moment and get me started. And then I can, in order to get the psychological, the feedback that I'm making good progress, I can start with the easy part. I can start, for example, writing up my understanding of the history of the organization, its purpose, its mission, and how it's evolved to the present day. Because the piece of work I have to do has to be quite substantial. It can't just contain a list of recommendations. It may well be shown to the main board of the university, and they are not going to really value very much a list of key recommendations based on my time spent in Malaysia, all of which would look to them as if they're ripped out of context. That, I think, is all I have an opportunity to say about today, except that there is something else. Today I'm going to pick my daughter up from school at 2:30, and today I am going to drive to Limerick to stay with my brother overnight, to see my mother tomorrow morning, and possibly, but not certainly, go along to a Richard Harris event where there'll be an opening of a memorial of some sort, or a celebration to Richard Harris, son of Limerick, if you like. I am got a lovely direct message, which I better not say who it's from, yesterday, referring to Richard Harris and telling me that his film, A Man Called Horse, was his greatest film. I myself went to see a Richard Harris film in 70. A film, or maybe 71. A film for which the music was written by Bill Whelan, the man who then went on later, much later in his life, to write the music for Riverdance. But Richard Harris's a film about an Israeli soccer player, which probably hasn't been seen by anybody, and I can't tell you the name of the film at all, but I went to the world premiere in the Savoy Cinema in Limerick. The music for that film was written by a very young composer, Bill Whelan. It wouldn't have been more than 21 maximum at the time, and may well have been only 19 or 20. So Richard Harris is on my mind. My mother, my wonderful mother, is on my mind. And funnily enough, the dog of a friend of mine from Periscope, who goes under the name Megveg, the dog not being well, is also on my mind. Bye-bye for now. Have a very good day. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.